Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison, working in my home studio. People are curious about what's ahead in the early evening sky, the Grand Conjunction, and how to see it for themselves. Astronomer and science educator Larry Krumenacker joins us by Skype from Opelika to talk about the grand conjunction of the planets Jupiter and Saturn and where to look for them. And we wanted to know how the grand conjunction ties into the biblical story of the legendary Christmas star. Larry Krumenacker, thank you so much for joining us from Opelika by Skype. You are a well-known astronomy teacher and writer of history.
Thank you for having me.
Where did your road to astronomy start?
I had a father who kept trying to nudge me into various kinds of interesting things. And one night when I was about 7, he dragged me out of bed to look through his sea captain-like telescope that he had somehow jammed on a small tripod on the porch railing to look through. And here I am, half asleep, looking through something, and he tells me it's Jupiter, and then he pushes it a little bit off the side and said, "Now take a look at Saturn." And there's this little yellow ball with a line through it. I remember that very distinctly, not knowing that a year later I'd have a school teacher in third grade who absolutely fired my imagination for Saturn and stars and the moon and everything else.
Christmas is next week, and there will be children everywhere unwrapping telescopes and gifts that relate to astronomy. And when they look through the telescope, what are they going to see?
Of course, all the stars of the season, but we have a little bit of a special event coming up in just 4 days. This might be one of those Christmases where, especially with the pandemic, where we've had everybody locked up inside, give a little early present, that telescope or binoculars. Get them outside to see the so-called Grand Conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. And that'll be December 21st, that evening.
Describe what that conjunction looks like.
A conjunction is, by definition, it's a meeting. A conjunction of planets, or anything up in the sky, is when two things come together. Of course, one of them has to be moving. Now, the planets get their name from an old Greek word, the planetes aster. The planetes aster means the wandering stars. And between now, the 17th, through the 21st, you can watch Jupiter wander right up to and almost on top of Saturn to the naked eye.
What part of the sky should they watch?
You should be looking for Jupiter and Saturn, Jupiter being one of the brightest objects in the sky at almost any time. And this will be in the western sky. You should look up starting about 45 minutes after sunset, which that time period is about 5:26 in the evening. And for the next roughly an hour, you should be able to see Jupiter and Saturn. And after that hour, it'll be too low in the sky, and you'll have trees, houses, whatever, in the way. So 5:26 and a little after will be the best time.
How often does this grand conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn come around?
Jupiter takes about 12 years to go once around. Saturn goes around the sun once every 29 and a half years. So it's like the two hands of a clock. If you start the two hands at 12 o'clock, the next time the big hand gets there, the little hand's not there. The big hand's got to go a little bit longer to catch up to the little hand. So next time Jupiter comes to where it matched up with Saturn, it takes a little longer. It takes about 19 and a half years on average for Jupiter to catch up to where Saturn is. So the last time we had a grand conjunction before 2020 was in the year 2000. But that one we really couldn't see. It was too close to the sun. It was in May.
How bright is this grand conjunction going to be in the sky?
Oh, it's very bright. Jupiter is usually one of the brightest things in the sky. You can't miss Jupiter. It's looking for Saturn. It will be what we call 6 minutes of arc away between those two planets. We usually measure things in degrees, how far apart things are in degrees and angle. The full moon is a half degree. So 6 minutes of arc would be roughly fifth of the moon. A half degree is 30 minutes. 6 minutes is as close as they get on the night of December 21st.
Can you tell us what color this will be? You know, we usually think of, say, Mars as the red planet. Do these two have a certain color or configuration?
They both are somewhat yellowy cream colored. They are the two gas giants of the solar system, and they are somewhat comparable in color and composition. And when you look at them in a telescope, they both look somewhat similar with the yellow banded appearance, where Jupiter is a little bit more distinctive with its colored reddish bands.
Do you think people who get binoculars as gifts can look at this configuration, this grand conjunction?
Without a doubt, binoculars and telescopes will show the grand conjunction. You don't need one to see the grand conjunction. The human eye can separate 6 minutes of arc. But if you have a telescope, even a small, inexpensive one, you can look at both of these and see some details that your eye alone cannot see. And this could be a good influence for a kid. For Jupiter, you can see its disk. You should be able to see at least one or two bands, and you can see the four bright Galilean moons, and you'll see them shift at different speeds from left to right or one side or the other of Jupiter. With Saturn, you can see the ball of Saturn. It may be a bit of a line rather than a ring, and you can at least see Titan, its largest moon, which has a bit of an orange shade, and the only moon in the solar system with a substantial atmosphere.
Can we see it after December 21st?
We will see Jupiter and Saturn disappear into the solar glare in the early part of 2021, and then it will reappear in the spring in the morning sky, and we will see it again later on in the summer and fall of next year.
How does the Christmas star fit into this?
There are different interpretations of what the Christmas star might have been. There were some people who thought it was simply a supernova, but the Christmas star had three appearances in biblical prose, and that fits very well with what astrologers and astronomers both called triple conjunctions. There are some grand conjunctions between the brighter planets that are triple conjunctions, which means the same two objects, Jupiter and Saturn, Venus and Jupiter, run against each other three times instead of just once, like this particular grand conjunction. In 7 BC, there was a triple conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn. In 3 and 2 BC, there was a triple conjunction with Venus and Jupiter, which are the two brightest planets. Which one that was, we don't know, except Venus and Jupiter did literally come so close that they became one naked eye object. Which one would have been the Christmas star is impossible to know.
I think you've left us with a mystery today. And I want to thank you for letting us know what's coming up on December 21st, the Grand Conjunction.
Well, you're welcome. And remember, it's a really good opportunity to inspire a child just before Christmas and learn a little bit about the astronomy up there above his head, get away from this pandemic.
Joining us by Skype from Opelika was astronomer and science educator Larry Krumenacker. Dr. Krumenacker is credited with discovering the Milky Way's only known microquasar in 1973. More information about his astronomy workshops for schools can be found at the website, toteachthestars.net. Thanks for joining us today for the program. We have a new podcast on the NPR.org website. Just search for In Focus with Carolyn Hutchison. This is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.